want me to say veranda, I guess, but I've always said porch.
Yeah. All right, and this expression, if I walk in the room and left the door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd ask me to do what?
To close the door.
All right, things like that. Yours are shut?
Yeah.
Is there any difference between the two to you? Like, is one more polite than the other? Is one no difference?
I guess it would sound a little nice if I said please. No, not really.
Okay, all right. But just for pronunciation, the one that I suggested.
Shut.
Yeah, okay. Houses that are these frame houses, you know, where the boards kind of lap over each other like that.
Flat bowl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to see how you use the word drive. For example, I might say I got in my car and I to town.
I drove.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot today.
I have driven a lot today.
I like to my car.
I like to drive my car.
Okay. There'll be a lot of those things.
My mother-in-law says we come to town. I don't think she knows that came has a past tense. That's one of her little speech patterns that I have noticed after 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure, that's fairly common. All right, the part of the house that covers the house, you just call that?
The roof.
Okay. Right on the edge of the roof, are you familiar with anything that you might have there to carry off rainwater?
I got it.
Now, talking about a house that has different slopes to the roof, maybe a place right here where...
A valley.
Yeah, that's good. Have you ever heard any other word for that? Would you call that place a gutter?
No. Mm-hmm. The gutter's that metal thing that's attached around the edge, to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a little building that you might have behind your house? Maybe
a shed?
Mm-hmm. What would you use a shed for?
Oh, I could fill it up with all kind of junk if I had one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so nothing particular like wood or tools or something like that?
Well, we have a room on the other side of the carport that is crammed full of tools, junk.
Mm-hmm.
Things I can't part with.
Okay.
Old bottles.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. What about in the days before people had outdoor plumbing? I mean, indoor plumbing. What kind of facilities did they have?
Oh, there was. I remember when the house behind me still had an outdoor toilet. Mm-hmm. Right against the back. It would have been against the back lot line of this lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where there was one on this lot. But they had to have been as old as this house is.
Mm. Any other names that you would use?
No. Well, we use one still out at Ms. Watson's house out in the country, and we do say Johnny now.
Mm.
But
would you say outhouse?
Yeah, maybe.
You might say, since you might use it, just go ahead and say it.
But I don't know, we've just gotten in the habit, and that's a word that I never heard growing up. That's
there
been in the last 20 years that I've called one a Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
The outhouse a Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. What were some of the, when you think of a farm, what are some of the typical buildings you think about?
Oh, Ms. Watson's house must have used to have a dozen or more in the yard that are all gone, a barn and a smokehouse and a corn crib, and this is one Shady Grove word that tickles me, the car house.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I would say the garage,
mm-hmm.
they said the car house or the car shed.
Mm-hmm.
And attached to it was a blacksmith shop.
Mm-hmm.